Here comes Green Bay out of the huddle. Giant defense sets. Dollar flank to the right side. Handoff goes to Taylor. He hits the middle. The Giants were waiting for him. Sam Huff, along with Jim Katkavage, making the stop. Vic Lynch coming up to add a little help. Taylor managed to power his way forward to the 45-yard line. Carrying a couple of tacklers with him. Makes it second down and eight. Two-yard pickup by Taylor. Packers out of the huddle. 4 minutes, 58 seconds. Packers own a six-point lead. Again, it's Dollar flanked to the right side. There's a handoff to Horning. Horning sweeping on the right side. Moves up to the 50-yard line and down into Giant territory before he's stopped over at the far side by Sam Huff. Fred Thurston threw a good block a couple of yards behind the line of scrimmage to spring Horning. And it's third down, about a yard to go the way it looks from here. We're probably going to have a measurement. Here in New York, like in cities all over the United States, the new 63 Ford Fairlane is setting all kinds of new sales records. Just introduced last year, the Ford Fairlane's record for first-year sales was topped only by two cars in automotive history. And those two cars were the Ford Model T and the Ford Falcon. There's good reason for this success. The Ford Fairlane is in a class by itself. Outside, its trim new size lets it handle neat and nimble. Inside, there's big car room that lets you stretch out in man-sized comfort. And you can get this hot new middleweight with V8 punch. In fact, you have your choice of a thrifty six or two powerful V8 engines. For 1963, there are three new station wagons and two new hardtops to choose from. With all the spirit and spaciousness you need, all the glamour and go that you could ask for, and the new Ford Fairlane is more carefree than ever with Ford's exclusive twice-a-year or 6,000-mile maintenance features. All this car, and it actually costs less than some compacts. Now you know why the Ford Fairlane is the car to see, the car to buy. See it at your Ford dealers. On that last play, where Paul Horning ran very close to the first down, he was injured as he was tackled over at the far side of the field, and Tom Moore has come in to replace him. Another lineup change for the Packers. Bob Skowronski has come in at left tackle, replacing Norm Masters. 4 minutes and 30 seconds remain in this football game. The defending champions, the Green Bay Packers, are out in front of the New York Giants by a score of 13-7. Now the Packers break out of the huddle. Third down. Less than a yard to go. Starr sets his team. Takes. The handoff goes to Taylor. Taylor slides off a tackler, sweeps to the right side, and moves across the 45 down to about the 41-yard line before he's pushed out of bounds by Erich Barnes and Jimmy Patton. And the Packers have themselves a first down on the Giants' 41-yard line. First and 10. Clock shows 4 minutes and 25 seconds. With Taylor going out of bounds, that stopped the clock. Packers again come out of the huddle. Swingo over the ball. McGee flanked on the left side. Handoff goes to Tommy Moore. Big hole in the middle, and Moore drives down to the Giant 29-yard line before he stops. Jimmy Patton along with Dick Lynch making the tackle for the New York Giants. And the wind here at Yankee Stadium is kicking up swirls and dust off the frozen field. Another first down for the Green Bay Packers. They've moved to the Giant 29-yard line. Again, Bart Starr takes his team back into the huddle. Giant defense sets up. Jim Ringo leads the Packers out of the huddle. Gets over the ball at center. Starr blows on his hand. Now he starts the count. McGee flanked on the left side. Handoff goes to Jimmy Taylor. Taylor slips behind the line of scrimmage, falls forward, and moves the ball ahead for about a half a yard. Now let's pause 10 seconds for station identification.
This is WGY 10 on your radio dial, Schenectady.
Three minutes, 24 seconds remain in this football game. The Green Bay Packers lead the New York Giants 13-7. The Packers in possession, second down. 9.5 yards to go for the Packers. Starr fakes a handoff, goes back to throw, fires over toward the far sideline. Incomplete. Boyd Deller had it right in his mitts and dropped it on the 18-yard line. Erich Barnes was playing Dollar rather loose, and Dollar had that pass but dropped it. And there's where cold weather can catch up with you. The receivers have the cold hands. There's a good possibility that at times they will drop those passes right at them. And we've had defensive holding called against the New York Giants. A penalty takes the ball down to the 24-yard line of the Giants, and that's an automatic first down. First and 10 for the Packers on the Giants 24. Defensive holding called. Handoff goes to Moore. A bad handoff. He gets possession of the ball and is hit behind the line of scrimmage. Driving in all the way from the safety position was Jimmy Patton to make the tackle. Loss on the play of 2 yards. Moore bobbled the handoff from Bart Starr. 2 yard loss. Second down, 12 yards to go. Packers on the Giants 26 yard line. 2 minutes, 35 seconds showing on the scoreboard clock. Green Bay leading 13-7. And very soon for the Packers, it'll become a matter of running out the clock. Starr hands off to Taylor on the draw play. Taylor looking for the opening, slips on the icy turf and falls back on the 27 yard line. No gain on the play. And we've had a timeout called by the New York Giants. You know, I wonder how many of you armchair quarterbacks would have called this game the way Y.A. Tittle and Bart Starr have done. Well, we can't all call the signals, except when we choose the car we want. And believe me, the superb new 1963 Super Torque Ford is getting a big play from a lot of excited people these days. Just looking at a new Super Torque Ford is exciting. But you'll never know just how exciting this car can be until you slip behind the wheel and take it out for a spin. This beautifully styled Super Torque Ford has the newest ride on the road today, a $10 million ride. It's like magic, the sure-footed way the Super Torque Ford has with a turn, the whisper of power under the hood, the soft luxuriousness that surrounds you. Is there any wonder we say the new Super Torque Ford has the look, the power, and now the feel of the fabulous Thunderbird? You may have driven Fords before, but never one like this. Discover this get-up-and-go that's all glamour. The number to call is your Ford dealer. 2 minutes and 15 seconds. 13-7, the Green Bay Packers lead the New York Giants. When play is resumed, the ball will be on the Giants' 27-yard line. The Packers in possession. Third down, 12 yards to go. This is a big call for Bart Starr. He's going to have to get that first down or give up the football or attempt a field goal. He's going back to throw on third down. Being chased, decides to run with that ball, moves across the line of scrimmage, is hit at the 23-yard line, and dropped. And it was Jim Katkavage leading the way for the tacklers with some help from Jimmy Patton. Bart Starr couldn't spot anybody open, decided to run with the football. The chances are that the Green Bay Packers will now attempt another field goal with a minute and 54 seconds showing on the clock. 13-7 the score in the football game. Ball is on the Giants 22.5-yard line. It's been a great defensive battle between these two clubs. Breaks have paved the way for the scores in the football game. Giants scoring on a blocked punt, recovering in the end zone for their touchdown, and we've had a timeout called by the Green Bay Packers. You know, in most every game, there always seems to be one player who's a standout, the man with a flair, special talent that makes him unique. It's this distinctive flair that sets Thunderbird apart from other cars and makes it the one car that's unique in all the world. Now the 63 Thunderbird offers you more excitement, more personal adventure than ever before. Its elegant beauty is already famous. Its luxurious interiors with the trend-setting swing-away steering wheel have been in the record books for a long while. But here's a fact you may not know. Thunderbird for 63 incorporates hundreds of changes, all designed for quieter, smoother operation, and for more comfort. You'll find 26 major changes in the engine alone, all engineered to add to Thunderbird's classic performance. See the four magnificent Thunderbirds for 63 at your Ford dealers. Jerry Kramer will attempt the extra point, kicking to his left, the ball 20 yards in from the far side of the field. He'll be booting from the 30-yard line. The kick is long enough. Is it good? It is good, and the Green Bay Packers take a 16-7 lead over the New York Giants with a minute and 50 seconds remaining, and that is a 9-point lead, which means that even if the Giants can come back for a touchdown here, the Green Bay Packers would still lead in this football game. 16-7, as Jerry Kramer connects from the 30-yard line on his third field goal of the afternoon. Packers will now kick off. Deep. Johnny Counts and Sam Horner. Joe Morrison standing as the short man back about the 15-yard line. A minute and 50 seconds remain. The New York Giants are to pull this one out of the fire. They will have to score twice. And there's not too much time remaining. But weird things happen in football games. And Jerry Kramer will be kicking off now for the Packers. He gets the boot away. It's a high end-over-end kick. Coming down to Horner on the 15. He fumbles, picks it up on the dead run, moves across the 20 to the 25, is hit by the white jersey Packers there, and brought down. And it was Ken Iman, along with Ron Kostelnik, making the tackle for the Green Bay Packers. Officials are bringing the ball out from the far sideline, placing it on the 27-yard line of the Packers. Running, a minute and 40 seconds showing. Packer defense digs in. Giants come out of the huddle. Y.A. Tittle flanks Gifford out to the right side. Takes the ball. Goes back to throw. Gets the big rush from the Packers. Fires incomplete and almost intercepted by Ray Nitschke and Jess Whittington, who are right there. The pass was intended for Del Schopner, the left end. The incomplete pass stops the clock with a minute and 27 seconds remaining. Green Bay Packers 16, New York Giants 7 in this championship game at Yankee Stadium. Giants out of the huddle. Gifford flanked to the right side. Tittle goes back to throw. He'll be throwing long here. Fires one right down the middle. Incomplete and almost intercepted by Ray Nitschke. And Ray is really mad at himself for dropping that one. Jerry Kramer just tied a record held by many players. Jack Manders, Bob Snyder, Lou Groza, Pat Summerall, and Paul Horning when he booted his third field goal in a championship game. Horning, of course, tied the record last year at City Stadium in Green Bay against these same New York Giants. Well, that's been the difference this afternoon, the three field goals by Jerry Kramer. Wateka over the ball, third down 10 for the Giants on their own 27-yard line. Y.A. Tittle barking the signals, fades to throw, looks downfield, fires over to the left side. The pass is complete to Del Schopner. At the 42-yard line, he moves it up to the 45 before he's brought down by Johnny Simon. So it's a first down for the New York Giants. A minute and 8 seconds showing on the clock, and the Giants have called timeout. 1 minute and 8 seconds. That's all that remains in this football game. The Green Bay Packers 16, the New York Giants 7. And, of course, the last field goal by Jerry Kramer from the Giants' 30-yard line pretty well set up the Green Bay Packers, because the Giants will now have to score twice in order to take this football game. The Packers with a 9-point lead. But the big thing is to score once for the Giants, and that's what they're trying to do. Y.A. Tittle comes over to confer with Coach Ali Sherman along the sideline. The fans are starting to file out of Yankee Stadium. It's been a cold, cold day here in the big city. But they've seen a fine football game. The wind's been blowing paper, dust all around the field here in the second half. The players have performed exceptionally well for the cold weather. Tittle is set now, goes back to throw, fires the short one, complete to Webster on a nice catch on the screen pass, and Webster moves up close to the 50-yard line before he's brought down by Herb Adderley. Ball is brought into the hash marks and placed just exactly on the 50-yard stripe. So it becomes second down for the Giants. 5 yards to go. They break out of the huddle very quickly. Tittle goes back to throw again. Being rushed, gets the pass away downfield. Batted away from Del Schopner by Hank Greminger. And there's 40 seconds showing on the scoreboard clock as the incompleted pass stops the time. 16-7, the Green Bay Packers lead by 9 points over the New York Giants. Line of scrimmage is the 50-yard line. The ball right at midfield. Giants on the football, third down and 5 yards to go. The 30th annual National Football League Championship game. A offside called against the Green Bay Packers on that last play. The penalty moves the ball down to the 45-yard line, and that's good enough for a first down for the Giants. Clock is running now on the scoreboard. 36 seconds remain in the football game. Official time, of course, being kept down on the field. Wateka over the ball. Tittle takes, goes back, looks downfield, fires one right down the middle. The pass is complete to tight end Joe Walton. And it's at the 32-yard line of the Green Bay Packers. Pass was complete. And the New York Giants call timeout to stop the clock. The scoreboard shows 33 seconds remaining. Now Frank Gifford comes over the sideline to confer with Coach Allie Sherman. 16-7, the Green Bay Packers well on their way toward their second consecutive National Football League championship. Now tight end Joe Walton is coming over to the sideline. Tittle talking to his teammates down on the field. Now he gets them into the huddle. Clock shows 27 seconds as the Giants break out. They have the ball first and 10 on the Packers 32. Tittle barks the signals, takes the ball, goes back to throw. He's being rushed, looks downfield, gets the pass away. It is incomplete down in the end zone, and it was almost intercepted by Jesse Whittington. He looked like an outfielder circling under a fly ball as he tried to get under that one. But he couldn't come up with it. And the incompleted pass stops the clock with 20 seconds. 16-7, the score in the football game. Ken Coleman will be here with a wrap-up on the football game right after the finish of the action. All the fans are standing now for the last few seconds of this game. And again, Tittle goes back to throw. No rush being put on by the Packers. They're covering the receivers. Now Tittle is just running around back on the 40-yard line. Finally gets the pass away. Incomplete. Down in the end zone, the pass was intended for tight end Joe Walton. The Green Bay Packers did not put the big rush on Y.A. Tittle. They went back with the receivers instead. Tittle had all day to throw that pass. He finally fired it, intended for Joe Walton, down on the goal line. Fell incomplete. 8 seconds showing on the scoreboard clock. Packers, of course, not rushing particularly hard because they want Tittle to take a lot of time on these pass plays. Now the Giants come out of the huddle. This could be the last play of the football game. Packers on a 9-point lead, 16-7. Tittle goes back, looks downfield, fires out to the right side. The pass is complete to Walton. He's down inside the 10-yard line and pushed out of bounds. And there's the gun sounding the end of this football game. Joe Walton made a heroic attempt after he got that pass to go in for the touchdown. He was forced out of bounds at about the 4-yard line. And shortly thereafter, the gun sounded, ending the football game. The final score, the Green Bay Packers 16, the New York Giants 7. We'll be back in a moment with a final wrap-up of today's game. Quarterbacks have always had an image of being lean, deft, and mighty quick. The 63 Falcon is very much like that. It's the deft little star of the Ford line that runs rings around other compacts. Just like a quarterback, Falcon is quick, lively on the go side. Not a four-cylinder, the Falcon gives you two spirited sixes to choose from. And it's lean, compact in every meaning of the word, yet with room where room counts. Inside, where Falcon seats a family of six. This year, Falcon's got extra staying power, too, to keep you off the sidelines. Its money-saving twice-a-year or 6,000-mile maintenance features are in all models except the specially designed station bus and club wagons. And that brand-new Falcon convertible is the fun-lovingest flip-top car on the road. So get to your Ford dealers today. Check the car that's got fun built right into it. Fun is what's new in the 63 Falcon. Just drive one and see what we mean. Well, the final score, 16-7. The Green Bay Packers, once again, the champions of the National Football League. And here with a wrap-up on today's game, Ken Coleman.
Thank you very much, Ted Moore. And taking a look at the scoring as it took place here this afternoon, the Packers jumped into the lead in the first quarter when Jerry Kramer kicked a 26-yard field goal He is first of three for the day to tie an NFL record in championship competition. In the second quarter, after a fumble by the Giants gave the ball to the Packers on the 28-yard line, Starr hit Dollar with a pass down to the eight, and then Jim Taylor slammed in behind right guard and right tackle and drove in for the touchdown, and Kramer came through with the extra point to make the score 10-0, and that's the way it stood at the end of the first half here at Yankee Stadium in New York. The wind was a factor in this football game, and it became even more of a factor in the second half of play. In the third quarter, E. Rich Barnes came through to block Max McGee's punt, and Collier, Jim Collier, a rookie from Arkansas, landed on the ball in the end zone, and it was 10-7 New York as Chandler converted. But then Jerry Kramer came back with two field goals, one of 29 yards and another one of about 30, and that put it out 16-7 in favor of Green Bay. As far as the wind was concerned today, it was a wind which you might say did not favor either team, but it probably hampered both teams offensively. And paradoxically, Jerry Kramer, in spite of the wind problem, was able to kick the three field goals that made a tremendous difference in the action here today. It was a strong defensive battle between these two clubs. Actually, the Giants' offensive unit was unable to score, as the defensive team did it on the block kick with Collier landing on it in the end zone. They were playing on a field that was frozen with gusts of wind about 20 to 30 miles an hour and occasionally stronger, and it was certainly something that hampered both of these offensive units. And Ted Moore, I certainly think that the fans in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and in Milwaukee, and in that section of the country right now, must really be whooping it up and happy about the fact that they have been able to come through with their second consecutive National Football League championship.
Well, I certainly imagine they will be, Ken, and there's always quite a celebration in Green Bay whenever the Packers win, and a real celebration when they win the National Football League championship. We've just been handed the official announcement that the winning players will receive better than $5,888. The losers will receive $4,166, Ken.
Right, and taking a look at some of the statistics in the game, unofficially, Bart Starr threw 22 times and completed 10. He hit Dollar four times, Taylor three times, Kramer caught two, McGee caught one, and Jim Taylor, in running the football 28 times this afternoon, was able to grind out 95 yards against the great Giant line. Y.A. Tittle threw the ball 40 times and completed 18 of them. Schaffner caught four, Walton caught five, Gifford caught four, Webster caught two, and King caught two. But the 10-0 lead at halftime was able to stand up as the Giants came through with their lone score in the third quarter on the block kick, and Jerry Kramer came up with two more field goals in the late stages of the game. And so for the second straight year, the Green Bay Packers, who had a record of 13-1 over the regular season, losing only to the Detroit Lions on Thanksgiving Day, have won the National Football League championship before a tremendous crowd here at Yankee Stadium in New York. The first half of today's Pro Championship football game was presented by the Savings and Loan Foundation. It was brought to you with the best wishes for a brighter financial future from your nearby insured Savings and Loan Association. Saving regularly today means living better tomorrow. Start the savings habit. Open an account at your nearby insured Savings and Loan Association. Marlboro Filtered Cigarette with the unfiltered taste brought you the third period of today's championship game. You get a lot to like with a Marlboro. Filter, flavor, pack, or box. Have a Marlboro. And the fourth quarter of today's NFL championship game has been brought to you by Ford, makers of the new Super Torque Fords, Middleweight Fairlanes, Fun-Filled Falcons, and Classic Thunderbirds. The new Fords for 63, the most popular cars in Ford's history. That winds up the NFL championship game. We certainly want to thank our producer today, Len Dillon, our engineer, Joe Sterniolo. Our spotter this afternoon has been Van Patten. And now, once again, the final score. The Green Bay Packers, 16, and the New York Giants, 7. This is Ken Coleman with Ted Moore, saying so long from Yankee Stadium in New York. This has been an NBC Radio Sports presentation.
This is...